Start today at Turraway, Northwest London, Thursday, 11th November, 7th of Kislev, Rabbi Benji Morgan, Ein Ma'ariv in Simcha B'Simcha. This week's Turraway is sponsored by Family Dinner, by the Simcha and the Shulam of Avrom Strom and Rifki Dana. Here are some Shivan advice, name of Yisrael and Shem Yisrael.
Good morning, everyone. So coming up to 18 years, where I got engaged said, and my very close friend who was learning with me at the time, Rafur Shlema, Cham Vron Whitler, he had got married the week that I got engaged. And they were in the middle of the Sheva Brochas, and I just got engaged. And I came into the Sheva Brochas, they asked me to say a few words, and the first thing that someone said to me as I walked in was, "What are you doing here?" I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "Ein Ma'ariv in Simcha V'Simcha." It's an interesting sugya, Ein Ma'ariv in Simcha V'Simcha. Obviously, you know, everyone's familiar with the Rashi, this week's parasha. It's fascinating when you see where we learn different things from, but it's actually from Lavan, who turned to Yaakov and says, yeah, of course you're going to marry Rachel, but let's first finish off the Shivas Yimei HaMishtah. And then straight away after that, we'll make the Nisuin of Rachel. This whole concept of Ein Ma'ariv in Simcha V'Simcha is one that we come across and people throw around, like a chosen who gets engaged and we'll go into a Shev Rachel, people say, what's he doing here? Ein Ma'ariv in Simcha V'Simcha. We find it in Chazal, but we also find, for example, that there are Yom Tovim when we don't get married, as we're going to discuss. And there are times like Purim where people do get married. Just to understand a little bit more about where actually do we apply Ein Ma'ariv in Simcha V'Simcha and what is the actual Kurizah Deraisa, is a Drabonon? Do we apply it on Shabbos? Do we apply it to Simcha Shal Mitzvah? For example, if someone is the Simcha of Kiddush Levana, makes them very happy. Is that an issue of Ein Ma'ariv in Simcha V'Simcha? We do find that we don't make Kiddush Levana. Maybe that's the reason on Shabbos. Wait till Moitzah Shabbos. What actually is going on? Where do we apply it? People will often throw this statement around, of Ein Ma'ariv in Simcha V'Simcha, usually as a joke, because that way you can't go wrong. You say, you know, that's like, whatever, what are you doing here, this kiddush, Ein Ma'ariv in Simcha V'Simcha, but what actually is the halacha, where's the ramifications, and how it goes on. Just when I was preparing this, it actually came to mind, the whole concept of Ein Ma'ariv in Simcha V'Simcha, more of a Torah drush than anything else, but just reminded me of a story in the 1950s, as most of you, I'm sure, won't remember, there was talk about the landing on the moon, the man landing on the moon, and people went. There was a specific individual who went to ask the Shatzer Rebbe. Famous story. He was here in the UK at the time, and he said it's never going to happen. Shemaim, Shemaim, LaHashem, Baretz Nosan Livnei Adam. It's not for man to go on the moon. As we all know, July 20th, 1969, Neil Armstrong did land on the moon. So, the person who had gone to the Shatzer Rebbe was quite disturbed about it. Unfortunately, by then, he was not around anymore. So they went to the Biala Rebbe. And the Biala Rebbe heard the question. He looked at the individual. He said to him, yeah, he was right. What do you mean? We had someone land on the moon. He said, his response was, Ashamayim, Shamayim, LaHashem. He said, when he went up there, did he go up in a regular double-breasted suit, tie, hat? No. He took with him oxygen. And the oxygen came from the earth. So he said, yes, he was on the moon, but actually, really, he was on earth. He couldn't have survived. The Shamayim, Shamayim, LaHashem, he brought with him a chilek of this world, of this earth, and then he took it up to the moon. And Rabbi Rav Huttner, even when it comes to our lives, Rav Huttner was faced with a Talmud of his who came to him and said, I was in yeshiva, I was in Kailo, and I know what it means to be totally Roshe v'Ruboy ben Torah. But now I'm going into the outside world, it seems a contradiction. And Rav Huttner said to him that there's no steer at all, because the ben Torah, he takes that air, so to speak, like the heir of the Shatzer Rebbe. He takes that heir of the Beis HaMedrash with him. When he goes to office, there's no contradiction. He's constantly leaking and learning. He's there. He's still holding there. And we'll see when we go into the Ema Avram Simcha B'Simcha, it's a very important point, a mindset to be. Today, people talk about mindfulness, but really to be in the moment. And to really take that Simcha, one of the problems is, of Ema Avram Simcha B'Simcha, we'll see, is that your head's still with Leah, you're trying to marry Rachel, it doesn't work, right? You've got to decide where your headspace is. People say they can multitask, but you can only really breathe the oxygen of one specific thing at one specific time. So to start off with the Makoros of Eimar V'Simcha V'Simcha, and then we'll go back to the Shailos that we mentioned, try and understand a little bit deeper the Sugya. So we start off with the Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara learns in Moed Katan, Tesa Mod Aleph. The Gemara says, "So Mishnah, ain noisim noshim b'moed le besulos v'le almonis. We don't marry." In fact, the Gemara, "V'chi simcha hiloi, my havel. If it's a simcha for him to get married, what's the big deal that you're having that simcha on Yontov? V'chi simcha hiloi, my havel." Amr Rabbi Yudah Mashmul, V'chein Amr Blazer Amr Beishiyav, Amr Amr Blazer Amr Chanina, Lefi she'ein ma'arvin simcha v'simcha. The reason why you don't get married is because ein ma'arvin simcha v'simcha. That seems to be the first shita. Rab Baruch Hu Nama, Mipnei she'miniach simcha saragel, v'oisek v'simcha sishtoi. There's the Gemara a bit later on, says, and we'll come back to that, the Gemara later on says that we learned the thing of ein simcha of ein ma'arvin simcha v'simcha from Shlomo HaMelech, that we see that it was 7 days before Yom Tov that he did the Chanukas Hamikdash, and he didn't do it on Yom Tov. Why not? Because ein ma'arvin simcha v'simcha. So it seems that the Makor, according to this Gemara of Moed Katan Tesa Mod Aleph, which starts with Mishnah and Chesam Beis, seems to learn the Makor from Shlomo HaMelech. But the Yerushalmi in Moed Katan, he learns from this week's parasha. We learn Mali Shavua Azois. Finish off this week, as the Rashi says. First of all, Kedem Yasa Shavua Tzimia Mishta. And Miyad Achkach will do the Nisuin of Rochel. And the Ramban asks the Kasha over here. He says, literally on this week's parasha, he asks that this whole idea of Shavua Tzimia Mishta in itself, for the Ramban, is only a Drabon. So what are we saying that Eima Arvin Simcha V'Simcha, and Lavan's turning to him, he says, but what do you mean? The whole idea of Shiva Sumiya Mishta is not a deraisa. So he learns that the Yerushalmi is like the idea that we saw in last week's parasha of that Yaakov sat in Avelus, even though Avelus is not a deraisa. And look, the Ramban says, V'ulay noima, shenogu behem mitchilas, nechbode ha'umois ki'inin Avelus. And what I, the precious rabbi here in the Yerushalmi that we just said, Eimar ben Simcha, it's a smachta ba'alma. So it seems to be that the Gemara in Moed Katan is learning it from Shlomo HaMelech as a pasuk, as a psak, and the Ramban is learning it for this week's parasha of Eimar ben Simcha v'Simcha, which is from Lavan and was just a minhag. But there is another makor which we just mentioned of Eimar ben Simcha v'Simcha, which is of a somachta v'chagecha v'loi v'ishtecha. That was the Gemara Rab Baruch Hu Nama. Now this idea of getting married, of simcha shel Yom Tov and not the simcha of simchas nisuin, l'chayra is in itself its own reason. That means when you look at the Gemara, we've got the first pshat here, v'chi simcha iloi, and the Rav Yudah Mashmul says l'fi she'emar v'm simcha v'simcha. Pashtus, as the Gemara learns later on, Pashtus, you'd learn this Gemara is two different timing. First pshat is Eima Arvin Simcha V'Simcha, why? Like the Gemara learns later on from Shlomo HaMelech. The second thing is, no, we learn it from V'Samachta V'Chagecha. The Nafkamina would be that is it a localized din of V'Samachta V'Chagecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha? It's a din in Yom Tov. Or is it a concept of Eima Arvin Simcha V'Simcha? The Nafkamina would be, if it's not a Simcha, which is a contradiction to Yom Tov, if we learn it from Shlomo HaMelech, it's to do with the concept of Eima Arvin Simcha V'Simcha. Don't mix these two things up. If you're learning it from Eima Avrin Simcha V'Simcha, if it's V'Samachta V'Chagecha, it's a Yom Tov Dikah, a localized Yom Tov Dikah din. Pashtus, you would have learned, it's two different things. But on my side, if you look at the Tosfos and Ksuvos, there's a Tosfos and Ksuvos, very interesting, on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. So this was brings down this Gemara. Avakav Domoyed Kotim was Machlach Agech Vodei Be'ishtcha, the Ein Noisim Noshim B'choyde Shemoyed, says Tosfos Mishum Te Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Tosfos learns that the second drosha that we come across, of the Samachtav Chagecha Vodei Be'ishtcha, is not in itself a localized thing. That is the Makor of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So what we do is we're learning, he's learning that according to the Tanakhama, the reason is Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Is the Kun Tanakhama, the reason is because we learn it from Shlema HaMelech. He didn't mix those two simchas. But even according to the second pshat, what you come from this Tosafos is that the reason why Ein Nosim Noshim B'Chodesh Shemoyed is because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, which means it's just a different makor. It's not a localized Yom Tov din. It's we learn from Yom Tov, from the fact that on Yom Tov we have this din B'Chagecha B'Lo Vishtecha. So who are din? Shlema HaMelech, when he makes his Chanukah Samizbeach, Chanukah Samikdosh, it should be the same thing. But if you look actually in this, if you look at the Rambam in Perek Yud Milchas Ishus Halacha Yud Dalet, come across an interesting thing. The Rambam's discussing this, the makor, this din of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Mutzal Adam b'chol yom chel afilu b'tishba b'yom b'layla. Mutzal aris b'chol yom chel afilu b'tishba b'yom b'layla. Avul Ein Noisin Noshim le'ber Shabbos le'ber Echa b'Shabbos k'zer shem avli di chol Shabbos tekan asuda. So Chodesh Moed, this is the Mishnah we learned Ches on base in Moed Katan. Ein Noisin Noshim, because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha V'Simcha. Shenema says the Rambam, where do we learn this from? Malei Shavua Azois. Learns it from this week's parasha. That means that it's the Makor according to the Rambam of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha V'Simcha is like what we saw from Rashi and the Rishami and the Ramban, that the reason is that you're not allowed to do it is because of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha V'Simcha. The Shaila is that the Rambam himself in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tes Zayin, the Rambam says the reason why Ein Noisin Noshim Yom Tov is Kadesh L'Tishtakach Simcha Sachag B'Simcha Sanisuin. That means here in the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, he says the reason why we don't marry, the Rambam himself says, is because the reason why we don't Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha is the reason why we don't marry in Yom Tov is because we learn from Rachel and Leah. And then he brings, which seems to be like the Yerushalmi, and then in Hilchos Yom Tov, he brings like Rabbi Baruch Huna on Chesem HaBeis, is because it's V'somachta V'chagecha V'loi B'ishtecha. So the Lechem Mishnah here often not says, he asks the Kasha, he says, what do you mean? In Hilchos Ishus, you bring the reason of Ema Arvin, and separately you bring it of Kadesh Leitishtakach. The Maisa, he brings that, it's told on the Girsa, the riff of how you understand that. So far, what we have is three different Makoros. The most obvious one that people are familiar with is the Makor from this week's parasha, of if you're busy with one Simcha, don't get busy with the other. Pashtus, what you would see from that is that it's this Ein Ma'arvin Simcha V'Simcha is Rachel and Leah. That means that's what we do. This is how we do it. It's a concept of you've got this same Simcha that's going on. In fact, it's not, and therefore it's completely contradictory. The other thing we have is Fakeh. It's a very localized Cheslam base Moed Katan V'Samachta V'Chagecha V'Loi B'Shtecha. Fakeh. It's a very much a localized Yom Tov Dikadin. But it's when the contradiction doesn't come from something similar, it comes from something completely different. And then we've got the third pshat, which is the way Tosafos learning, is that's actually the makor. The makor of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha V'Simcha would be from that. That means it would apply the same like Shlema HaMelech. It doesn't have to be something which is localized for Yom Tov, but actually the makor could be from Shlema HaMelech, which would make it a deraisa potentially. So the nafka minna would be, and we'll come on to this, going back to the discussion we had. For example, if a chosen gets engaged and he walks into a sheva brachas, yeah? The concept of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha V'Simcha, even with Teres a remez, makes no sense, yeah? makes no sense. If it's a yontov dikadin, then what? It's got no shaychus to this. And even if it's like this week's parasha, yesh lachgar for an engagement and a shev brachas is like a rochel and leah, or no, it's two different things. Although obviously halachically there's no issa in tzar. I'm just saying, in the joke, at least you'll have it, when you say the joke now. At least is the guy stammer making a joke or is he apikiris? You know, whatever. Same with things like this. The reality is that even when it comes to something like Kiddush Levana, and we'll come to that, or Purim, we'll have to understand what the difference may be between Purim and other Yom Tovim. I'll come to that in a few minutes. But the concept of Eim Avram Simcha V'Simcha, is it a localized Yom Tov Din? Is it a din of the same type of simcha, Eim Arvin? But you can absolutely have two different types of simchas. It's Eim Arvin, this simcha, with an identical simcha. Or, like we see by Shlomo Melech, that it was the Chanukah HaMikdash, and it was the Simchas Yom Tov. But maybe one could say, by the Shlomo Melech L'maisa, it was a similar thing, V'samachta B'chagecha, V'levishlecha. It could be, if we learn the Gemara on Chesom Beis and Moed Katan, as a localized v'samachta b'chagecha v'levishtecha, one could say it's not only b'chagecha v'levishtecha, it's b'chagecha v'levivis hamikdash. It's that you shouldn't have any contradiction to what the focus of the Simchas Yom Tov is. So that's an interesting thing as to whether that b'chlal is two different shittas or not. That means even if you learn not like Tosim Ksubas, even if you learn that the makor b'samachta b'chagecha v'levishtecha is not a localized thing and it's actually the makor v'eim arvin, maybe perhaps one could say that even by Yom Tov, what we are learning is a din that you shouldn't have a simcha of Yom Tov which contradicts another simcha, which is what we see by Shlomo HaMelech, which would mean that even if you don't learn like Tosfos, that it's a localized thing and it's actually a din of Eim Arvin, one could apply it even to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash that we see by Shlomo HaMelech. So the Shaila is based on these three different makaris that we've had. Is the halacha of Eim Arvin simcha v'simcha a drabbonon or a deraisa? Tosfos here, in my Katan Chesam Abbas, they say the Maskul Lefi. Lefi she'ein ma'arim simcha b'simcha says Tosfos gezeres hakasuv. It's a gezeres because the Dorsh will come on mikra de Shlema. Because we learn it from the pasuk by Shlema Melech that he didn't want to make the Chanukah Samikdash at the same time as Yom Tov. It's actually a deraisa. The Maisa. The Chiritz tail on the Droshas. According to the Ramban that we saw in this week's parasha, that says it's just an asmachta, it's like they did Avelos, they did the Mishter, it was Hanhogis, but Alma. Then it's an asmachta, and therefore, it's a drabonon. But if you learn it from a smachta v'chagecha v'loi b'shtecho, or if you learn it from Shlomo HaMelech, then it would be a deraisa. Tosfos actually says an interesting thing here. If you go on, Tosfos says, and we learn it from Mali Shavu Azoyis. With time near excess, the Kamoisha ain oisin mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, to be idon she liboi ponoi le mitzvah achas, velo yifana atzmai himen. This was going to the man landing on the moon. This is what this Tosfos triggered it. It's like, you're busy with a simcha. You can only breathe one type of air. You can't say, decide, where are you? Are you on the moon? Or are you on the earth? And that we learn this from Mali Shavu Azoyis. So the Maisa, you need that the concept of Ein. This is a very important point in terms of understanding and opening up the sugya. According to Tosfos, the whole thing is you can only focus on one simcha at a time. Yeah, that's what it is. You've got to be focused. You've got to be evaluated by Ein. That the Maisa actually, when it comes to Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus, the Tosfos and Rashi and Soita Chesam Adalaf writes that a different reason Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus because it's as if it's nearer Shiroi Lemamar Shiroi Lemasim Lemar Lefarik Masoi. It's like he's trying to get everything off his tick book, but off his box ticking measure, he's trying to get everything off. But the way the Tosfos here is learning is that the concept of Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus is that you want to make sure that you are totally in the moment at a simcha, which if you take this Tosfos all the way to the extreme, then maybe it wasn't such a joke when I walked in to the Sheva Brachos as an engaged chosen, because the Sheva Brachos is supposed to be super focused on the mitzvah simchas chosen v'kala of them. What are you doing here? Eim ma'arvin simcha v'simcha. I'm not saying halachically. I'm saying it's whether it's bechlal a taina. Whereas if you learn it's a localized din on Yom Tov, it's got no shaychus. And even if you learn it's the same type of simcha, so that would be the ma'isa yesham milismoich to say zicha according to this Tosfos, that one would apply almost with your own discretion this concept of Eima Arvin Simcha V'Simcha, that you should be in a Simcha of Liboi Ponoi le mitzvah achas, v'lo yufan atzmei meno. The concept is that you should be completely focused on that mitzvah, which means, according to Tosfos, it's not even a din in simcha, it's a din in mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be for simcha, but it's not a din in simcha, it's not that you can't be in two happy moments. I say I'm happy about this or on that, which one am I happy about? It's not about the simcha, it's about which focus. The whole mitzvah is now to be besimcha with this kala. What are you doing? Wait for 7 days.
So Chosin and the week of Shavuot couldn't go to a siyum, he couldn't go to a bris, he couldn't learn Torah, all the things that are considered a simcha.
Oh, so this is mamish what we're going to come on to. That means, how do we learn bichlal? Let's say, for example, the simcha, is it the simcha or is it the... Let's say you have two simchas, we'll come to this in a second, which have nothing to do with food and wine, yeah? Is it like I said, like Kiddush Levana? We'll see, is there an afkamina between the simcha of a mishta? Like, for example, Yontov, Samachta B'chagecha, Chatzi Lachem, the whole concept of the simcha of Yontov is, or is it something else? That means on Yontov, you're going to make a chasna, and you're going to be in your sukkah trying to be v'smachta v'chagecha v'chagecha v'lebishtecha. But do we say that also with any other type of simcha as well? The Maaseh in Shulchan Aruch Erechaim Tofreish Sarivov Sivches, he writes like this: Mutar lisa isha b'purim. That the Maaseh, you're allowed to get married on Purim. We discussed, what about Purim? Is it different to other Yom Tovim, Chanukah? The Maaseh, the Ksav Sefer in Erechaim Simon Kuflamet Ches, he writes it's Taylor on the Droshes as to whether you could learn for Purim, because if it's a Deiraisa, and we learn it from V'samachta B'chagecha, we learn it from Shlomo HaMelech, then it turns out that it applies as Ksav Sefer, it's a Simcha Deiraisa, it only applies to Simcha Deiraisa, like B'masha Inkein Simchas Purim, which is a Simcha Drabbanon, says Ksav Sefer, but Levid Yerushalmi, that it's if we're learning Asmachta B'Alma, then it would apply to any type of Simcha. But Rav Shlomo Zalman came across this very interesting thing, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, who he himself got married on Purim, he brings an Alich Shlomo Chilik base, a Londish Chilik. He says that on Purim, it's different, the mitzvah on Purim to get married, the mitzvah on Purim to be besimcha, is different to the mitzvah of a Samachta V'chagecha. The mitzvah of Purim on the Etzma Yom is not to be besimcha with Purim. Besamachta V'chagecha, the mitzvah is besamachta V'chagecha. The reason why you should be happy in Yom Tov is not because you won the lottery. The reason why you should be happy in Yom Tov is not because how fortunate. V'samachta, what is the mitzvah? V'samachta b'chagecha. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Huna, v'samachta b'chagecha v'lei v'shtecha. What are you doing? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, but the mitzvah of Purim is not a mitzvah of v'samachta b'purim. It's a Yomei Mishta V'Simcha. You're supposed to be happy. Happy, happy, you're going to be happy. Happy with by getting dressed up. You may mishta b'simcha by giving mishloach monos, you're happy by getting married. The mitzvah isn't to be b'simcha of the mitzvah yom, b'samachta v'chagecha is to be b'simcha itself. Ein l'cha simcha g'deila, from getting married. So therefore, there's no inyan of ein ma'ar v'simcha v'simcha when it comes to Purim, because the mitzvah sayyim is a very much a yomei mishta v'simcha. So coming to Rabbi Yanki asked, come to the ein mekadshin es halavona b'shabbos v'yontov. The Shas Shubas, the Rajboy, brings from the Smag that a very interesting thing. The reason nothing to do with Simcha, the reason why Eimek Kadosh Levona B'Shabbos V'Yontov is because the Levona is Lamaila Ma'asara. We know there's Pashtus Mipaskan Ein Tchumin Lamaila Ma'asara, which means if you're on a boat or anything like that, there's no Din Tchumin. But because there may be a Din Tchumin Lamaila Ma'asara and you can't be in Kabbal Pnei Levona, therefore we're not Mekadosh Levona on Shabbos V'Yontov. The Rajbah is doichik this. He says that the whole thing of that means we don't according to this. The mind isn't, we don't pass like this. Just a concept of ein mekachin salavon of a Shabbos v'yontov is because we have to be choshesh. There might be a din tchum in a minor ma'asara. You're kind of reaching out to something, be outside of your tchum. The levon is outside of your tchum. That's the thing. So that's what I'm saying. The Rajba asks, the Smag says, what's the connection? You can be Mekadosh Levona, just because I Tchumin, you can't make a connection with it. It's about, Tchumin is about walking. It's about getting, okay. The Maaseh Shabbos Shuvos Shuvos Yaakov, he brings that the Issa, the reason why we don't aim Mekadosh Levona B'Shabbos Niyontov is because you're supposed to say Kiddush Levona B'Simcha. And aim Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. I've just realized now, when we're going through this, that the shayla of Eima Arvin Simcha V'Simcha, we'll have to go to the Makoros in a second when it comes like this. But the shayla is, he says, what, do we apply Bechlal? The shayla is, do we apply Simcha on Shabbos? Eima Arvin Simcha V'Simcha, I understand, V'Simachta V'Chagecha. But who says there's a mitzvah Simcha on Shabbos? Where do we have such a Makor for such a thing? What? Yisrael, yeah, we are saying the mitzvah of Simchas Shabbos Keilu. That is that Yisrael Malchus doesn't mean that you have a, it's not like a Besomachto B'Chagecha. Yes, I'm saying, but then the same shayla is, and the Ma'aseh of the Shavuos Yaakov brings this and in Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed Aleph, that the whole concept of Simcha Eim Arvin Simcha V'Simcha does not necessarily apply when it comes to something which is without achida v'shsiya. When it's a simcha gufnis, that a person can only be soimach. A person's having a simcha, welcome everyone, to the Sheva Brochos, Mariv Rabbeisai, Samachta v'chagecha, welcome to my Suda Shabbos. A person, like Bianchi says, a person wants to come and he's in the middle of his Sheva Brochos week and he can't go and be Bekash to Kiddush Levana. That's nothing to do with Eim Arvin Simcha V'Simcha, because it's actually a very physical thing. It's to do with our brains, the way that we're wired, the way that we can focus. We're making this Suda. This Suda is for the Suda. It's like the Suda's mitzvah almost. This Suda's mitzvah is a Samachta V'Chagecha, the Suda. This Suda's mitzvah is a Chanukas HaMikdosh. But it's nothing to do with that you can't be happy at all with anything else. Clear your mind before you go into the Sheva Brochos. Make sure you're not happy about anything else. That's not the whole Inyan of Eim Arvin Simcha V'Simcha. In fact, it would probably have the complete opposite effect. So according to this, what we're saying is like this. The etzem, the way that we paskin is, Eim Arvin Simcha V'Simcha. One of the three, there's three makaris how we can learn that from either. It's a very localized yonta thing, or it's to do with Simchas Nisuin, like we learn from Lavan. Or Taka, it's a V'Somachta V'Chagecha, as we see in Tosin Ksubas, that the makar is V'Somachta V'Chagecha V'Levi Ishtecha, is the makar. It's a deraisa, or from Shem Melech, it's actually is the makar. It's a deraisa dikadin. Eim Arvin Simcha V'Simcha. Where do we learn it from? From V'Somachta. Where does it apply? If a chassan walks in as an engaged chassan into a Sheva Brochos, he's allowed to go in. Is there even a shmek of not going in? So it depends. If you learned that the whole concept is v'samachta v'chagecha v'leiv ishtecha is a very localized yom tov din, it's got no shaychus. If it's a din of you should be making bichlal, like what are you doing? You're in one of two different mindsets. Then yesha milismoich. But like we see by Kiddush Levona, still if it's not that's the engagement party. Yeah, if it's not that this is faket, he's just going in, then the fact that you are mahana the olam by coming in with simcha, according to everyone, shouldn't be an issue. Unless you learn by Kiddush Levana in itself, it's a din of Eim Arvin Simcha V'Simcha, which is a very shver pshat, because then that would come out to be, like Bianchi says, that you're going to never be able to go in any moment of simcha, you can never go and do another simcha shal mitzvah.
To make the vault together with the show, that would be
wrong. That would be. Oh, so if someone says, listen, let's I've got a good idea, let's be ma'arav the simcha with another simcha, even then, it depends how we learn as to whether it's an issue. First of all, if it's a Rabbanan Derais, whether it applies to Rabbanan Derais, and Nafkamina was Gavi Purim as well. But even on Purim, we see even if we say it's a Deraisa, and even if we say it's a din of Eima Arvin, it really depends what the Simcha is about. If it's a Simcha of a Samachta V'Chagecha, or by Shabbos, if there is the mitzvah of Simcha, V'Yismuchu V'Malchus, Ran V'Takilon, that there is a mitzvah of Simcha Shabbos, then there is a din of Eima Arvin Simcha V'Simcha. But says Rav Shlomo Zalman, when it comes to Purim, it's nothing to do with that. The mitzvah of Purim is Yomei Mishta V'Simcha. However you get happy, go and get dressed up, make it into something like that. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, so of course, he himself got married on Purim. Yes, okay. Thank you. We should have so many simchas together.
Not together.
It's what?